Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community. That's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by IBEW Local 5 and the Operating Engineers Local 66, both of the Pittsburgh area. You know, folks, we are still at AFT, American Federation of Teachers, Teach 2017. I got to tell you something. There's somebody here. It's not a teacher. He's an educator, but he's not a teacher. He's not working in the public school systems. We've got Tom Krieger. He is with the Building Trades, the NABTU, formerly of the Union College.
National Labor College.
National Labor College. Tom, welcome back to the Union Edge.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Dude, what are you doing here?
Well, we work a lot. We work very closely with the AFT. They have done a really great job of organizing teachers' pension funds to build union buildings all around the country.
Right.
We have two messages here for the teachers today. We want teachers to take back the notion of that construction apprenticeship in the building trades is a good career path for their students.
Yes.
We want everybody to go to school, but all of our apprenticeship programs in the building trades have been assessed for higher education credit.
Right. And that's the darndest thing in the world. I mean, you guys, as a veteran, anybody who's been in the Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, they know that, you know, basic training and their tech school and their advanced technical training, all this kind of stuff, has college credits attached to it. You know, I got my degree from my associate's degree from the Community College of the Air Force, okay, which is a real college degree. It's not like something
sure.
the Air Force made up.
Absolutely.
You guys are doing the same thing. My God, you've got Community College of the local communities all over the country that are partnering with the building trade saying, you know what, you teach them to do X, Y, and Z, we're giving them college credits.
That's right.
I mean, they're going to the college, it's in the field, but they're going to the college.
Right. Man, we call it the other four-year degree.
This is just the neatest thing in the world. And one of the things that a lot of people don't think about is the technology requirements to be a good solid electrician, plumber, steam fitter.
All the trades.
All the trades.
Right.
The technology is there. It needs to be understood. It needs to be mastered along with all the other equipment, tools, and materials that are out there. How are you guys training for that? There's a geometric progression here.
There is. A lot of that is through our joint apprenticeship and training committees. I mean, what people maybe don't understand out there about the building trades is that, you know, we sometimes slip and call them union training centers, but we have 1,600 training centers all around the country. They're all funded out of collective bargaining, and those training centers are run jointly by our employers, by our signatory contractors, and the unions. So it's the contractors that drive the curriculum.
Right. They say, and to talk about this, the building trades, it's a little bit different from other unions. If you're going to be a carpenter, you're going to be an electrician, you work for the union.
Right.
The signatory contractors are the contractors that come to the union and say, hey, you know what? I need so many journeymen. I need so many apprentices to get this job done. Can you get them for me? And you do. And part of this process is as if I'm a signatory contractor, and let's say I've been doing roads and bridges for years and years and years, and now I want to do aqueducts, there's a change in technology, there's a change in training.
That's right.
And I go to the building trades, and I say, guys, this is what we're thinking about doing in 2 years, 3 years. Can you start prepping people so
Absolutely.
Day one we're ready to go?
That's right. And so the contractors drive the curriculum. It's generally building trades experienced, trained instructors who do the instruction. And it's just a great opportunity for kids. No college debt. Think about that.
Well, not only that, but you're getting paid while you're there, and
That's
you're
right.
getting benefits to protect your family, to protect you, health care, retirement, so on and so forth. Tom, I got to tell you, the first time I sat down and I watched some of the training that goes on with the building trades, I thought to myself, my God, I was a master instructor in the Air Force. This is the same stuff that we were doing.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, when I was teaching people, fellow cops, you know, this is how we do these things. It's the same structure. It's the same. And then you go out in the field and you practice it.
Right.
And then if you're an apprentice, you've got a journeyman looking over top of you, okay? That's that corporal. That's that buck sergeant that's out in the field making sure that their fire team is getting the job done right the first time
That's right.
and safely. That's why the Helmets to Hard Hats program is such a wonderful thing. Talk to us about that.
Helmets to Hard Hats was started by the building trades about 20 years ago. They've placed over 25,000 veterans in registered apprenticeship programs in the building trades. So if you're a veteran, you know, go to the Helmets to Hard Hats website. All you need to do is register. They have direct entry. You go through the program, you know, you give your information, you talk about where you want to go, and they will match you up with an opportunity for a good paying job with benefits, as you mentioned, you know, anywhere in the country, really, where there's work. I mean, that's the one factor.
You know, if you're separating in San Diego as a machinist mate or something like that, or from the Marine Corps, from a civil engineering battalion, or Prime B from the Air Force, you know, you don't have to. But any military member is eligible to get into this. And you know what's really, really cool is your GI benefits you can use for living expenses. You're still getting a paycheck. It's not a huge paycheck by any stretch, but it's a decent paycheck. But you can use your GI Bill to provide.
That's correct.
For your family.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for veterans.
Man, 25,000 veterans. God bless you guys.
Right.
I mean, really.
Right.
When talking to teachers, are they taking the message back to the kids?
They are. And the other part of the reason we're here is the building trades has a pre-apprenticeship curriculum. We call it apprenticeship readiness, called the multi-craft core curriculum. And that's, you know, there's no shop class anymore. People can go through their whole high school careers. Even kids that might be really interested in the trades, they may not hear about it.
Right.
So this curriculum is designed to teach them about the construction industry. And we're embedding this in the schools all over the country. We're in the New York City School District, one of the largest school districts in the U.S., L.A. Unified. We're going into the Denver, Jefferson County schools, a lot of schools around the country, because we want young people to know that this is a legitimate career path for them, as good-paying jobs with benefits. And
you know, this is it's an extension like with the old Job Corps system. Job Corps is still there.
Still around. Still some of our unions take part in.
Right. Yep. And you've got union members teaching people how to run telephone lines and do welding and all kinds of other wonderful things. And it's really helping young folks here in the U.S.
If I could say one more thing.
Absolutely.
For the folks around Pittsburgh, if you qualify for the building trades, if you're a young person, you have to be able to pass a drug test, you have to have a driver's license, you have to have a high school education or GED, a diploma or a GED. We actually have classes that are running right now in Beaver County.
Mm-hmm.
For the cracker plant. So if you're interested, contact the Community College of Beaver County for the work at the cracker plant. We have openings in those classes right now.
Right.
And they can, you know, they will direct you to the right place. That's a great opportunity as well.
And folks, I got to tell you, you know, that cracker plant is going in. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, because the manufacturing facilities are going to come in to use the raw materials that cracker plant produces, specifically the plastics.
Right.
So every gimme guy that we have here in the United States is going to be manufactured around that plant right there in Beaver County, Pennsylvania. Many of them are going to be on the same pad as the old Aliquippa Tin Works. And you know what? The projections, the job projections that are coming from this are incredible. They are looking at, within a couple of years, having more people that work there than they did at the Aliquippa Tin Works at its height.
Right. That's right.
Thousands and thousands of good-paying, solid union jobs.
They're looking at 900 apprentices, just apprentices, on that project.
Oh, yeah. And that's just a cracker plant.
That's just a cracker plant. That's right. That's not
plant.
The other gas plants and the pipelines and things around there.
Yeah. So, Tom, this is incredible. I'm glad I ran into you, man. It's been too long since we've had you on. Any final words for us today?
I'm just the one. Our message here is that construction apprenticeship is a really good job. It's a great opportunity for young people, and there is demand out there.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of demand, particularly in Southwest Pennsylvania, but all around the country. These are jobs that can't be outsourced.
Right. You're not paying for the training. You got to have the right safety equipment. You got to have the right clothing for it. Books, maybe.
Yeah.
18 years of age. Pass a very minimal medical, drug-free driver's license, high school diploma.
And that's it. And the sky's the limit.
There you go. I think an average electrical worker, IBEW, out in the field is making somewhere in the neighborhood of about $45, $50 an hour.
Yeah.
After they get to journeyman status.
That's right. With benefits and, you know, retirement package, the whole thing.
And if you want to move back to San Diego, guess what? There you go.
The other four-year degree.
Yeah. Tom, it's always a pleasure.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. All right.
I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.